This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. How many years have you been doing this? Like 10? And I still can't hit that button when I start. It's like a Freudian thing. Right? I just can't do it. Anyway, I'm Joe Bacino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Sometimes you see my mouth moving, you don't hear any noise, because yours truly hasn't got the IQ high enough to hit the button to get it started. So anyway, you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Got a lot tonight. We'll have a lot of fun tonight. I've got Kimberly Morin joining me after the first break, if she's awake. And, oh, we got a lot. I've got a reverend to give a speech at the Democrat convention, and said that their values are, or Hillary has their values, that they stand for everything she stands for. So we're going to talk a little bit about what she stands for, other than herself, obviously. We'll broaden it a little. We'll make it a little wider than normal. And who else I got? Let's see. Oh, yeah, then we've got the clip. You know, all this Russian investigation, all the money we're spending, everything we did bad. Comey can be trusted. He's, you know, just listen to the Dems. They'll tell you he was fired to stop the Russian investigation against Donald Trump. There's only one problem with all of that. He wasn't investigating Donald Trump. According to him, he wasn't investigating Donald Trump. But I have it in his own words, so we can have some fun with that, too. And I do appreciate you joining me this evening. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do up there live. And smarter people than I, they're in the online chat room and on Facebook. We do have an online chat room at therealside.com. So if you don't have a Facebook account, some of you still don't. I know. I actually talked to a couple of you this weekend. You still don't have Facebook. And that's fine. Hey. I don't like him either. It's a necessary evil for this job. So let's talk about that. Well, we could do hours on this, right? The hypocrisy of the left. Hours. So Washington Democrats, right? You know, I guess meeting with Ukrainian officials, right, to get dirt on Trump. I guess that's just fine, right? But meeting with Russian officials, that's inappropriate, that's bad. But I will give California, now, he could have been stronger. I want to throw that in there, too. But Adam Schiff said Sunday that the fellow Washington Democrats acting inappropriately, if they indeed, he's given himself an out, he's given them an out, if they indeed met with Ukrainian officials to get potentially damaging information in the 2016 GOP presidential nominee, now President Donald Trump. So when you think about that, where's the media on this? Why isn't it just as bad no matter who's doing it? And it doesn't matter who won or lost, ultimately. Isn't the principle behind what the Dems are screaming about the same here? I'm just curious. And now, you know, because they want to investigate, they want to go deeper, deeper, deeper until they find something. What are they going to do when they find something against, you know, Hillary or Obama or those guys? Is it actually going to come forward? Schiff went on to say about his fellow Democrats that it would not be appropriate for the Democrats to get help from the Ukrainian government. Remember, he is the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee. Right? They're all running around investigating the Russian. I guess do we have to have another panel for the Ukrainian? I don't know how all that works. The White House and Trump allies in recent days have pointed to the reported meeting last year between Democrat National Committee consultant and officials at the Ukrainian embassy in Washington. They spoke amid a recent revelations. So they've held it down. They've hidden it all this time, and now they couldn't keep the lid on it any longer. So apparently this was okay, right? Now, if you're looking for an example, right, just look at this. For campaign coordination with a foreign country or foreign source, what about the DNC? Did we do anything on this? Did we scream at all about this? They actually coordinated opposition research with the Ukrainian embassy. Now, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, said Monday, this is not an accusation. This is an on-the-record action that actually took place. Where's the news? Have we seen this on MSNBC? Have you seen this in CNN? Now, Sanders was referring to a meeting that Politico first reported in January. The report cited a meeting between Ukrainian government officials who allegedly tried to help Clinton undermine Trump by publicly questioning his fitness for... there's the kettle calling the pot black, right? Or the other way around? I mean, think about that. They're questioning his health. She can't even stand up. And they're questioning his health. What in God's creation was that all about? Deflection, I'm sure. So anyway, they were questioning the fitness of Donald Trump for office. And they were giving the information, or the Clinton aides were requesting the information. Politico investigation exposed that the Ukrainian-American DNC operative, Alexandra Chalupa, who worked at the Clinton White House, met with the officials. Now, she'd been around for a while, I guess. Alexandra had been, anyway. We'll finish this up, and we'll talk to Kimberly Marin about this. See if she's surprised at all. I doubt it. She's never surprised by herself. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, there you go. No way, Daddy-O. Yeah.
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend. I just get some bad news during the break. Hate it. I kind of like it, but I hate it. A friend of mine out of Los Angeles, although it's a good thing for him, it's a good thing for President Trump, too. Yeah, it gives me an in at the Trump. A good friend of mine took a job with President Trump's administration today. And he's going to have to move. And he was such a staunch promoter, if you would, of Republicanism here in Los Angeles County, where it's tough. It's extreme. It's extremely tough. That's pretty fast, huh? I found the button that time. That's good. Thank you. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air in the chat room. I wish these guys would wait to tell me this stuff on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week here on the show. I kind of start my week off with her, which I don't know if it's good or bad. Anyway, Kimberly, thanks for being with me today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. And almost not, right?
Oh,
anyway.
My God. Don't get me started about technology.
I know, and I have to, because I really have to be careful with you, because you just never know what might crop up. I know you didn't hear the first segment, because I know you were busy doing something else, but we were talking about how, and you might be familiar with the story, the double standard. It seemed like it's not okay for Trump's team, anybody affiliated with Trump, anybody who's had dinner in the same restaurant as Trump in the last 10 years, to get information from the Russians against Hillary Clinton. However, anybody can go to the Ukrainians and ask the Ukrainians for the information, specifically ask them for it, tell them what they're looking for, tell them what they need help with, and that seems to be okay. That's a bit of a double standard, don't you think?
Do you expect anything less from the media and Democrats? Democrats can do whatever they want, including kill a woman by leaving her to drown to death. But if you're a Republican, you cannot get away with anything. What's good for the goose is not good for the gander when it comes to Democrats and Republicans, because the media only holds one party accountable.
Yeah, that's not fair, though, because that was like 30 years ago. Ted was a young guy. He really didn't know what he was doing, you know?
They should have never elected that. I'm from Massachusetts. You know that.
I know. I want to know how that happens. I want to know how they, and you know as well as I do, they all knew what went down that night. Most Democrat voters, most people who live in the state knew exactly what the Kennedys were like and all about.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But it's okay, because they were Kennedys and they were Democrats. Yeah. I mean, that's how it works. It's ridiculous. If a Republican does something, even before they're proven guilty in a court of law, they are hung, lynched, firing squad, they need to resign immediately. But if a Democrat does something, oh, no, we got to wait until court trial, whatever. They stay, still hold office, et cetera, because the media doesn't press it, and Democrats don't care.
Think about how many versions of that story came out, too. How many different versions of where Ted was when it happened? Was he in the car? Was he not in the car? Was he, all of that stuff, and they bought it. Well, they didn't buy it, but they let it go.
Yeah, they didn't care, because he was a Kennedy. Listen, I think I told you this before. My first view of politics ever was I was a little kid. Teddy Kennedy was thinking that he was going to run for president, and they had a whole show. I think it was 60 Minutes or 2020. I can't remember. And it must have been 60 Minutes. And he was talking about Chappaquiddick. And I went to my mother, who was doing folding laundry at the time, because all the other brats were in bed. And I said, why is he running for president when he did this? Well, why do people vote for him? And she couldn't explain it. We weren't a big, political family, but she could not explain it. And I still can't.
Listen, Kennedys can't explain it. I mean, think about it. They've never really been able to give an explanation as to why this went down, what happened, and all that fun stuff. It's just amazing. You're right. They get a pass on everything, no matter how cold-handed they were caught. You know what I'm saying? And it never is a problem for them. So let's talk about the unmasking. I shouldn't say the unmasking, because you and I have already known this. Look, there's a lot of top-level senior Obama officials now that are of interest in the current investigation, including Susan Rice. But now there's rumors that she's going to pull out. Apparently she wants to live. Apparently she wants to live, right?
She's going to plead the fifth, just like Lois Lerner did. Come on. Everybody knows that. There's no way and even if she did testify before the committee, she's going to lie like she always does.
I know. She does
caught her in how many lies? And these aren't little teeny white lies. These are huge national security, treasonous type lies.
Yeah, just
in my opinion.
No, I agree with you. And how many times the story changes? All of a sudden, it's a big deal, right? So
yeah.
I don't know. I got mixed feelings. I don't think we're getting any information for them anyhow. So
no,
I don't know.
Nothing.
Yeah, I don't know why we beat our brains out with this. I really don't. Anyway, doesn't matter. This one should like poking you with a red hot poker. The unaffordable, kind of confusing CARE Act. Now that's on the table, and our buddy, what's that guy's name? The senator. I'm trying to forget his name. McCain. I don't really want to remember McCain's name because I don't like the guy. I don't think he's honest. But thanks to him having to go in the hospital, the other thing's been put on hold, and maybe somebody will think it through. I'm thoroughly confused by this. Not that they would even think about doing something like this, but they really need to sit down, and they still haven't sat down and looked at this bill and said, okay, where are we going to get hung? What is actually wrong here, and how do we fix this? They say they do, but they haven't.
You are going to get me on a tear right now. Here's the deal. Obamacare is a failure. If we just let it go, it will die the death it deserves. What's happening now is Republicans, of course, they don't want people to suffer, right? They want people to still be able to get the care they need, et cetera, blah, 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 blah. But the problem is, if they pass this bill, they're basically propping up Obamacare, and they're taking that albatross from around Democrats' necks and hanging it around their own. They will then own the failure that is Obamacare. There is no fixing this. Government should have never gotten involved in the first place. We already all know that. That's nothing I have to tell anyone. But it is a disaster, intentionally a disaster by Democrats, because they wanted to shove everyone into single payer, which is another disaster failure. But if Republicans own this, and they take over ownership of this, they are doomed. Doomed, 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 with a capital D.
You know what? I agree with you. I don't know. I asked this question tonight. I had a congressman on. I said, just repeal. Just repeal the darn thing we got that funky bumper music. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and fans nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, a little boogie music on Monday night? I don't know if that works out so well. I like the Fridays, though. Get you pumped up for the weekend. I'm Joe, senior your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Usually don't pick up the line if I have a guest on because it just takes too long. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate the time that she has with me. And I know that she, not only does she not have a filter, she doesn't know how to hold anything back. So we have to be very careful when she's on. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Hey, I have a filter. I have not ever uttered a bad word on your show.
Okay.
I have not.
I believe you. I have no reason to not believe you.
That's my filter.
Okay. There you go. Hey,
that's the only one you get.
What's that?
That's the only filter you get is bad word filter.
Okay. Yeah, I know. The other one doesn't work. I get it. Mine doesn't either. You know, when I get rolling, sometimes it's pretty bad. My wife says that I actually use words on the radio that I never said while she was in the room, you know, before we get on the air. So that's kind of funny. You know what I mean? There were words I didn't even want to hear the girls say around me, I say on the air. So, hey, apparently you got a little tinge on this Unaffordable Care Act. But actually, there's no real change to it. You know, you and I were talking about it. They're taking on a lot of what Obamacare had. They're not really making any massive changes. And I still go back to what I said before. Repeal the darn thing and write a new, clean bill, right?
Well, here's the thing. And I think, and probably a lot of people aren't getting this, and I know it's part of the problem, is there's thousands of thousands upon thousands of regulations in Obamacare. You know, it's not just the original act of terror that was written. It is since then, think about it, 8 years now or whatever, 7 years, they kept adding regulation after regulation after regulation, on and on and on. Mm-hmm. So they've made it practically impossible to unravel. And that's one of the problems. It is not just a clean slate. And we know that because there's people that are on Obamacare, right? There's people that are getting Obamacare's Medicaid expansion. What do? Do you cut it out from under them? There's got to be some kind of way to sort of transition people into a different maybe insurance program or whatever. But none of it's easy. I think, you know, Republicans always talked about repealing all these years, but I don't know that they even actually could. It was all for show, because when you look at the actual details of Obamacare, Unaffordable Care Act, I don't think none of it's that easy. It's like, you ever have a bunch of Christmas lights and you're trying to unravel them, and you want to throw them out the window because you can't find the ends to unravel them. It's a huge knot.
And listen,
what it's like.
That's why you buy the cheap ones, and you just throw them away every year.
Throw them out. Exactly. You just replace them. You say, you know what? You're being repealed. I'm going to replace you.
That's right. There you go. Oh, God. No, I don't think they were ready for this. I still say that the Republicans, I know, I don't want to beat this to death either, but I still say the Republicans were caught off guard. They didn't expect to win the way they did. They didn't expect to get the presidency. There was no way in their mind that Donald Trump was ever going to be the president of these United States. But they can use that for an excuse, and I've heard some of them go down that road. But here's the problem with that. You wanted to repeal it for 7 years. Where was plan B? How come you hadn't figured this out before?
Right, and there's another clincher to throw in there, okay. Another wrench to throw in there. They always wanted to repeal it, right? But it's Trump who wants to replace it. Most Republicans didn't want to replace it. They wanted, there's real easy ways to make healthcare more affordable. We already know this. Stop with all the ridiculous mandates. I'm sorry, but Joe, I realize you're covered for pregnancy, but I'm pretty sure you're never getting pregnant. Unless you know something I don't.
No, hey, I don't know. There was a gay couple that got pregnant last week, but we'll talk about that later.
Don't even get me started on that. Don't even. But here's the deal. They have mandates for stupid things like that. What they need to do is let us have cafeteria plans like we do with auto insurance. Yes, you have a basic catastrophic plan, but then if you know you have cancer in your family, you get cancer coverage, et cetera. There's a ton of different ways. Sell across state lines, make it more competitive, stop with these ridiculous state mandates too, because states have their own certain mandates, and maybe that could be helpful and get the prices to be lowered. Because the more spread out the costs are or the risks are for insurance companies, the less they have to charge. And that's what the people who wrote Obamacare don't even understand health insurance. They don't understand the medical field. I mean, you're not going to get doctors to work for free. I'm sorry. You can't expect people to do a good job if they work for single payer care or Medicaid care, which is why usually the doctors who take Medicaid are the bottom of the barrel. And that's why the health care from Medicaid is not so good. So there's a lot of things they could have done. Obama screwed it up. Democrats screwed it up. I don't know if the Republicans can fix it. And by trying to fix it without putting in the free market type things or changes, I don't think they can. It's just going to, I think they should just let Obamacare crash and burn, and then, which is already on its way to, and then everyone's going to say, okay, we're looking to you guys now to fix the Democrats' mess. Because right now, a lot of people aren't even saying that. They just don't want Obamacare gone, even though it sucks.
Yeah, see, I'm kind of with you on that. I'm sitting here going, okay, what they should do is they should have plan B. And they should vote on Plan B, and they should say, in the case of a catastrophic failure with the current Affordable Care Act, Plan B kicks in, within 24 hours of that or something along those lines, and then just sit back and watch what happens. But here's the problem. The Dems came out hard and strong when the Republicans were talking about how the Affordable Care Act was going to collapse under its own weight, and they started blaming the Republicans for it. Remember that? It was because Republicans wouldn't fund because they talked about how negative it was and how much it wasn't working, and people were starting to believe it wasn't working, and therefore it was failing. And I'm going, no, it's failing because it's not working. That's
right.
Why it's failing.
It was never, they didn't create it to work. I mean, unless they were idiots and really thought what they created would work. I mean, we all told them that when we were fighting against it. I mean, people like me who is not a professional or an expert in that field, but I've worked in that field, we were all telling, regular people were telling them, don't do this. Don't do it. These are the other solutions you could do to try to make healthcare less expensive for regular people. And they didn't listen because they want to shove big government down our throats. And that's what they did. And it's failing. And I think Republicans should just let it fail. Let the Democrats own the failure that is Obamacare. Let Obama's legacy go down in flames like it should.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, I'd be concerned about the people that are depending on it, for their lives, for their health. You know, I joked a couple of weeks ago when the Dems were pushing that 24 million people would lose their insurance on this program. I said, wait a minute. I know that I did really poorly in math, but if only 19 million people signed up, how do 24 million people lose their insurance? I never got an answer to that.
Because they're just making stuff up.
But why doesn't the general populace see this? Why doesn't the general public go, well, wait a minute. I may not understand all that insurance gobbledygook, but I do know one thing. You can't take 24 away from 19.
Joe, there's 20 million people who refuse to even get Obamacare. They refuse to have insurance. So 20 million people already said, screw you, Obama.
Yeah.
I'm not getting it. So, okay. It's a huge mess, and I don't think Republicans can fix it. I think they need to let Obamacare fail. Yes, you're right. You know, there's going to be certain things that they can do to help the people who desperately need it. Medicaid's not going away, probably ever. Once you start an entitlement program like that, it's never going away.
People don't realize that was actually put in place truly for the ones who could not get any insurance that were over a certain age. It was meant it was never meant to be even half the size it is today, right?
No! It wasn't even meant to be a quarter of the size it was today. That's right. Another FDR debacle, isn't it?
Yeah. The gimme programs are all his, right?
Okay, so
I want you to think about something because we're coming up on the break here. I want you to think about, I have a lot of my Republican friends saying that we're going to lose the Senate. We're going to lose the House. And they'd even be surprised if we keep the presidency the way we're going because people hate us so much and they hate Republicans so much. And I kept saying, you know what, think about something here. All we've ever heard about, and this has now gone back two or three election cycles, the polls say, and the polls have always been wrong. Right, we were supposed to lose that Georgia race here recently. I think we were supposed to lose pretty much almost every race after the presidential race when we came into January. And none of it was true. And none of it was real. And now, the god of the Democratic pundits, James Carville, says, hey, we're in a lot of trouble. So we'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Kimberly Marin joins me on the other side of the break.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID.
Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised, and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-RILD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you guys spend with me. But one I appreciate more right now is Kimberly Marin. She joins me every week to kick the week off so we can get it started. And I don't know, Kimberly, how you doing tonight?
Monday.
Yes. Things break. Things don't go right. So, I asked you before the break, and I told you, well, actually, I told you a little bit that how, you know, you got Republicans, you got people in the party that say, you know, we're screwed. We're not going to be able to hold a House. We're not going to be able to hold a Senate. We're not going to be able to do any of this. But yet, there's Democrats like, what's his name? Chris Matthews. You know, he doesn't see any way the Dems could take back the House, they could take back the Senate next time around, because they got nothing. They got no direction. They got no guidance. James Carville, I mean, he's like the god of the Democrat pundits. They all look to him. He's run the campaigns for the Clintons. The guy's got a clue. And right. he's come out, and he recently said, look, he said it's going to be very, very, very difficult for Democrats to win control of the Senate in 2018 because the party as a whole is without a leader. He says, you know, this. Yeah, well, let me He goes on to say this. He says, I'd say we have a pretty good chance of taking the House, but I don't buy that at all, right? But he says the Senate is very difficult. He said, I think there's a good chance, maybe 50, to check this out, there may be a 50% chance that we could take the House again. Yeah, okay, well, 50% chance, that bupkis. But he goes on to say that there is nobody, and the states that they're back up, that are back up, are the ones that Trump took without a major problem. So, but he goes on to say they don't have a leader, they don't have a plan, they don't have a focus. You agree with him?
Yes. Okay. So we already all know that the Democrat Party has been taken over by the extreme left, right?
Yes, that's what
he says. They basically told all the JFK type Democrats, get the hell out. I mean, the DNC chair said, if you're a Democrat and you're pro-life, get the hell out. So, they've already made it quite clear, the people who are the quote-unquote leaders, Perez telling pro-life people to get out, right. Keith Ellison, who, loves the Muslim Brotherhood, which is essentially a terrorist organization, those are the people leading the DNC right now. Do you really think they're going to serve a purpose? You know what their plans are for this summer? The summer of resistance. That's what their plans are. They have no plans or ideas to try to woo voters back, woo independents over back to their side that might have voted for them before, because they lost a lot of voters last time.
Oh, yeah.
Democrats who stopped bothering to vote, or Democrats who voted for Obama the past two times, they finally said, you know what? We've had enough.
They said,
who's in my bathroom, then you care about me having a damn job. That's why they're going to lose.
They said Trump was right. Enough. We've been voting Democrat for 60 years and nothing has changed. So,
No. Stuff has changed. It's just gotten worse. but they have nothing. They have nothing to offer voters. I think I said it before. I figured maybe a month or two of mourning. Yep, I get it. While you're working on a plan to try to get voters back, they've got nothing. Nothing. I talk to regular voters who are independents, who aren't members of the party, who didn't really like Trump, still don't really like Trump, but what they see Democrats do, they can't stand, and they think it's ridiculous, and it's pushing them more to Trump than away from him. Their little resistance party makes them look like idiots. It doesn't make them more attractive to voters at all. It's doing nothing for them, except maybe, getting their base all riled up. But, your base wasn't enough to win for Hillary. It's not going to be enough.
When you stop calling your blue-collar workers, which was, supposedly a positive way to speak about them, and start calling them low-information voters or ill-informed voters, you're spitting on these people. I don't get it. And then they wonder why those people aren't voting for them, or those people aren't supporting them. That made absolutely no sense. And Nancy Pelosi is the one who started doing it.
I've written some horrible things that woman has said about her own voters.
Her own people.
Men in her own party. The thing is, it's like what people really say. And we're both on the East and West Coast, right? We're in those states with the liberal elites, right?
Yep.
And they're run by the liberal elites. They know better than everybody else. Those people are completely out of touch. If you read, I'm telling listeners, do yourself a favor. Read HuffPo comments on Facebook or any of the left-wing blogs or places on Facebook. Read them just for the heck of it, and you'll see how ignorant Democrats are about voters. It's absolutely hilarious. They're still saying the same things they said before. They don't get why they lost still. They don't get it. It's hilarious. I laugh every time.
Particularly, it's because they have a mentality that they know better than their voters. They know better than the average person. They know what's better for you. They know what, health care is better for you. They know what programs. It's just amazing. They really, too. I heard it this weekend, and it's so true. Their mindset of equality is they make everybody the same. So they pull you down to the level of the lowest person. They don't think of pulling the lowest person up a little bit. And then they lord over you, and they tell you what you need. They tell you why you need them and why you need them to do things for you and that kind of stuff. So nobody ever really gets ahead in that except for the politician. They
right.
really believe they're smarter than the rest of us.
They do, and they believe that they have to put their programs into place via the government, even though we're the ones paying for it, because they are smarter than us. In reality, everyone knows through history, not just in this country, but in other countries, that left-wing policies are an epic failure. We have historical proof, years and years and years and years of data to prove that left-wing programs, Democrat programs and policies are failures. But they get, you know, again, hamster wheel. Keep going and going and going and going and going. Oh, I'm making, like, you can't, if you could even see what I'm doing right now. If, they keep going and going and running in that little hamster wheel. Eventually, they're just going to get poof, tossed out. And that's what happened when Trump was elected. that little hamster went flying.
Yeah, you think about how long they have been on this mantra, this Russian mantra. And I've got a clip I'm going to play in the next hour where I'm going to talk about how, you know, Comey comes out and actually says, there was nothing. We are not investigating Trump. He says it. So I'm trying to figure out what have they been doing? They're talking about us spending all that money on Benghazi where we actually had real information and real witnesses. And here they're spending all this money and all this time on what they think might, coulda, almost might have happened.
They're hoping. They're hoping they'll find some kind of crumb of something that actually happened that was actually illegal. So far, they haven't. There's nothing illegal been done by the Trump campaign or transition party, and they haven't found anything. They made up WikiLeaks. They planned on planting this Russia thing.
Right.
So I don't know. It's just
I had read this was formulated 2 days after she lost the election. They were pretty much ready to go with this.
Yep.
And you know, to because they wanted to find a way. Even if she got elected, they were trying to find a way to bring him down and make sure that, you know, he virtually had no power and was a broken man. You know, they probably couldn't kill him like they have some of the other ones, but whatever. Anyhow.
Well,
hey, you're going to run out of time. If you don't tell people where they can hear you, more about you, they're going to run out of time.
Okay. New Hampshire Political Buzz, Federalist Papers Project, Heartland Institute, and Granite Rock, and Gerard at Large on Monday mornings at 8:20.
Okay. Are you doing something with a podcast, right?
I am going to start a podcast. I just haven't decided when. You know what? I thought it was only 9:30 because my clock, my computer is frozen. Don't get me started.
Okay, well, I won't do that to you. But that's something you people, when you're listening to somebody like Kimberly on a show like mine or other shows or what have you, and you'd like to hear more from them, the idea is to support them. So when she starts doing a podcast, we'll let you know. We'll stick it on our email blast as well. But you need to support me, too. Head up to the website. Click on Patreon.com. That's Patreon. It's up there on the right-hand side. And it's pay for a reason. You got to help support us. Somebody's got to pay for the show because all those other outlets now have told us to go pound sand. They really, when it comes to conservative podcasters, radio shows, they are really working double time not to make sure that we don't get nickel one. So, again, Kimberly, thanks. So, yeah, I know. No kidding, right? I mean, because we have to be stopped at any cost. Look at all the power we have. You know, they had one station, Fox, for all intents and purposes. The other guys had like 8 stations. They had pretty much every major news outlet, and they still couldn't win. I'm not so sure it's just the conservative commentators. Maybe it's their message. Maybe it's what they're, you know, spewing out there. Anyhow, hey, Kimberly, thanks for being with me tonight. I really do appreciate the time and starting the week off with you as usual.
Thanks for having me.
Yep. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll sit on the real side here at GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot coming up in the next hour. I mean, some really crazy stuff. Talk about a reverend who said that we should line up with Hillary because she exemplifies our core principle. I don't know where he's a reverend. We'll be right back.